Here's Lacombe spinning around. Backhand shot blocked. Uh-oh. 2-on-1 Vegas break. With one man back, they're in. They shoot. Dosto! Glove save! And now a flip up the ice for Leo Carlson. Speeding in, centers in a shot. Oh, and it's fired wide by Troy Terry.
Lukasz Dosto with the stretch pass. And Leo Carlson grabs it. He gives it over. Oh, here comes Troy Terry again.
Troy Terry. Trouba in, shoots, glove save there by Schmidt. 1:30 to go. What a extra period of hockey we have. 2-on-1 Ducks break now. Side of the net, trying to get it in front for Seneca off the mark. Out at center, Trouba recovers.
This has been one of the better overtime performances I've seen this Ducks team play circumstantially, just because it gets a good Golden Knights team, and here comes Seneca on the near side.
Vegas makes a player change. All three guys are new. Pile up behind the net, and now a turnover, score! Anaheim will win the game on a goal by Cutter Gauthier.
Oh my, there's a breakdown there for the Vegas Golden Knights, and about 5 feet in front of netminder Akira Schmid, Cutter Gauthier with the spin around on the ice through the wicked shot. What a way to end this.
Wow, what a terrific hockey game. What a terrific OT. The players will meet at center ice, and I'm sure get a big-time roar from this big crowd.
The Anaheim Ducks won. It's time to fly together to McDonald's tomorrow. SoCal residents get a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddle for only $2 on the McDonald's app. McDonald's app. Download and registration required at participating Mickey D's.
Boy, oh boy, was that exciting, that entire extra time. Hellison and Gauthier with big smiles on their face. The Ducks have won the game by a score of 4-3 in the overtime session, each team ending with 32 shots on goal. And what a night for Anaheim Ducks fans. Oh my, oh my. Win, win, win up there on the scoreboard. That's one they'll remember for a long, long time, and you'll see that winning goal on TV, on NHL.com, and all the other big-time hockey media markets. That was fun and a big win over a very good hockey club, the Vegas Golden Knights, because the other thing is you have no idea how the playoffs are going to shape up. Possibility of those two teams, the Ducks and the Golden Knights, meeting at some point. So it should be a heck of a series if that's to happen. But right now, the focus is the next game against Vancouver and LA here. But let's enjoy this one for a while. Three stars of the game. We'll get you those before we send it to a commercial break before Emerson and Alexis take over. Here's Lukasz Dostal being applauded. What a hockey game for this young man. He got a big smile on his face. Will deliver a stick cross ice to the penalty box side of the rink. And again, we'll just keep it here till we get all three stars and then send it over to Alexis and to Emerson. So that star, Lukasz Dostal. And we'll go to the number two star. And the game-winning goal, Cutter Gauthier. Cutter Gauthier, the number two star. And then we'll have the presentation of the number one star. Let's listen to Phil Hewlett.
Star of the game. Autographing that custom mask and ready to come out with a goal and an assist for your Ducks. Number two, Jackson Lacombe.
Yes, sir. Jackson Lacombe, the number one star. So again, the final 4-3 Anaheim in extra time. Tell you what we'll do. We'll take a quick commercial break, and then it's up to Alexis and Emerson to greet you with the postgame show. They'll do a terrific job, and under great circumstances, the Ducks win the game in OT 4-3 over Vegas. We'll talk to you in a couple of the nights when Vancouver comes to town. Timeout, and then to those two for the postgame rep. Enjoy the rest of the broadcast.
The scrape of blades, the clash of sticks. Hockey's more than a game. It's unrelenting, never-give-up moments that make you feel alive. And so you commit to the weekly ups and downs, the long road to the playoffs. You wear your heart on your sleeve and your jersey with pride. And when you're there for your team, the NHL Shop is there for you. Check out the largest selection of official NHL gear at NHLShop.com. Fanatics experience.
Remember when Instant Connection meant just one push? Hytera brings it back with modern puck radios that deliver crystal clear nationwide communication. Whether coordinating fleets or large facilities, Hytera puck radios deliver reliable communication that keeps your team talking anytime, anywhere. Stay connected, stay efficient, stay ahead with Hytera puck radios. Visit Hytera.us today. That's Hytera.us.
Since 1894, Arrowhead Mountain Spring Water has been there for you. With naturally occurring electrolytes for a crisp taste, sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments, and now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead Mountain Spring Water. Nothing else.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
I love a day on the water with friends, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis sometimes holds me back. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy.
Teaching music is my passion, but my active psoriatic arthritis can limit me at times. Now I'm treating my joint symptoms with Skyrizi.
With Skyrizi, most people with plaque psoriasis saw 90% clearer skin at 4 months.
Or if you are an adult with active psoriatic arthritis, Skyrizi helps you move with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
There's nothing like clearer skin.
There's nothing like better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Ducks single game tickets are on sale now. Check out the new lineup of cool giveaways, theme nights, and ticket packages for the 2025-26 season. See the complete list at anaheimducks.com/promotions.
Thank you for listening to this exclusive broadcast of Anaheim Ducks Hockey. Stay right here. Our replay of tonight's game is coming your way on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of the Anaheim Ducks. You're listening to DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio home of the Anaheim Ducks. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show with Alexis Downey. Exclusively on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of Ducks Hockey.
Your Anaheim Ducks in overtime get the victory over the Vegas Golden Knights tonight. A huge Pacific Division matchup, and the Ducks not shying away in this one, showing their dominance in the end. Same score as the last time we saw this Vegas team just 2 weeks ago. The Ducks coming out on top once again. Welcome in to the postgame show. I'm Alexis Downey alongside Emerson Needham. Emmer, I mean, first of all, Honda Center was packed tonight, a sellout. There were so many Ducks fans in this building, and I just feel like it was feeding off the energy from the team. The team was feeding off the fans, and they got it done.
You know what? That was the most comfortable I felt this Ducks team going in an overtime period. They finished off that third period so strong, and it just seemed like they were right in that momentum. They brought all the confidence in the world into that extra time frame there, and they did not disappoint. They were dominated. They had the puck way more than the Vegas Golden Knights did there in that overtime frame. But I just thought they got better and better as the game went on. Mm-hmm. There was even when 3-3, maybe some down moments, but when it counted, the good guys showed up. And whether it was the mentality of Cutter Gauthier releasing that bad angle shot there in the offensive zone corner, getting a shot and a juicy rebound, I just thought they had the right mindset. They executed their forecheck well. They're deep in the game, and they were just the better team. Mm-hmm. They deserve this one.
Yeah, they were certainly relentless in that third period and in the overtime period as the Ducks remain atop the Pacific Division now, 14-7-1 record, 29 points. So huge for the Ducks to stay on top there with this takedown of the Golden Knights. And as we get into the highlights in the first period, Vegas did get on the board first. Shea Theodore, the former Duck, just 3 minutes, 25 seconds into the game. And then they were able to get another one just about a little over a minute later into it. 2-0 at that point, but the Ducks, they weren't shaken by the 2-0 lead by Vegas. It was Jackson Lacombe getting the goal for the Ducks, the first one for the team in that first period.
Moving in, oh, and he was checked. A nice stick check there by the defenseman Hanifin, maybe prevented a goal. A shot, score! Well, maybe they didn't get one there, but they did here on a rocket of a shot for the young defenseman Jackson Lacombe, and the Ducks cut the lead in half early, 2-1.
And it is time and time again now we're seeing Beckett Seneca show his patience, show his maturity on that play, and it ended up being a Ducks goal with his pass over to Lacombe.
Some players just don't want the puck, right? Some players you'll see just get it right away and just fling it, play hot potato out there. That is not Beckett Seneca. He wants that puck, as you just mentioned there. Yeah, the patience, kept going backwards there. It's just the perfect pass. It might, with that much gap, seem easy or whatever just to lay it in, but you know, if you're a shooter, if you're a guy like Jackson Lacombe, you want that perfect wheelhouse pass. And boy, just the softest touch, just right into his wheelhouse, and he makes no mistake.
2-1 game after Lacombe's goal. The Ducks able to answer back quickly. Not too long after that one. Once again, it tied it up, and it was Olin Zellweger this time with the goal.
Back comes Anaheim. Here's Troy Terry, one of the top point producers. They score! Can you believe all of this? We've played almost 9 minutes. Vegas went ahead 2-0. Now the Ducks get their second goal of the period. And this, my friends, is a 2-2 hockey game.
Olin Zellweger getting the goal, but it was Troy Terry with the entry. Not only that, but Chris Kreider, the quick movement for the screen there, too, that helped.
Yeah, look, you know, Troy Terry going through those triangles. And it just, look, it was a... just an overall great play. And you know what? I think this team, once again, not only did they get better and better, but just when the times they needed these players to rise, they did. And that was no different right there.
Vegas did get another goal in that first period. It was on the power play. The Ducks not able to stay out of the box at times early in this game. That got better, as Emerson said. The team got better as it got along. Well, the penalties did as well. It was 3-2 thanks to Tomas Hertl. Vegas had the lead after the first period. We moved into the second, and Vegas once again on the power play. But Lukáš Dostal, we haven't talked about him yet, but he had a huge night in net, and he made a very impressive save on Riley Smith while he was on the power play.
Anaheim will try and get it out. It's held in by Vegas in front of the net. A shot. Oh, and somehow Dostal got a piece of that. I don't know how.
My, oh my, what a save. It was Shea Theodore. He went back here to the near side. It was Riley Smith trying to wrap that puck all the way around, and a big time right pad stop by the Dost wall.
One of many huge saves from Dostal, but that one in particular, watch the replay. It looked like he used the top of his skate blade.
Just the hockey gods.
Yeah.
No different than
amazing.
Him and the post, right? Being a goalie's
yep.
best friend. In that case, it was his toe. Nice.
Yep.
Nice zoomed in vision there, AD. That's impressive.
The save was impressive.
Yep.
And the Ducks needed it. Big point in the game. Keep it 3-2, and they did answer back very shortly after, and it was Troy Terry in the slot, 13:50 into that second period.
Here comes Anaheim on the breakout. Leo Carlson, front of the net, a shot, score! A goal for Troy it's a 3-3 score, and this crowd erupts with joy.
Troy Terry's seventh goal of the season. You got to imagine that. I mean, he's had a couple. I mean, the late tying goal, but that one had to feel good there, too.
Okay. Did you not think that one there late went in? I thought that was in and out in a hurry, but the,
you know,
the official was right there, and he immediately waved
up
his hands.
Oh, the overtime one, yeah.
Yes. But with that said, it was pretty much that exact same shot, this goal.
Yep.
But just in, definitively.
Should we get the replay of that?
Yeah, you know what? This sums up.
They glossed over it like nothing happened.
It was too quick. I don't like how quick that happened. We're going to have to go back, Edie and I. You know what? It's going to be our own war room that's going to take care of it. It's not going to be the NHL's war room. It's going to be Edie and you.
The Ducks stream war room. We will look at that goal in overtime to know if the Ducks ended up playing too long and they could have just ended it there.
Then we'll keep you posted. We'll get back to you. All you tune in.
We've got some time before the Ducks next game.
But that was a nice shot. From Troy. He dropped the shoulder and boom. Upper left side? Yeah. That was a great shot.
3-3 after two periods of play. The third period, we don't have any highlights for you, but the Ducks, man, they showed a lot in that final period and they had the momentum going into overtime. It started out though in that overtime period with Troy Terry, Leo Carlson, and Jackson Lacombe. They had a lot of chances, some changes, and eventually a turnover by the Golden Knights led to Cutter Gauthier getting the game winner.
Pile up behind the net. Now a turnover, score! Anaheim will win the game on a goal by Cutter Gauthier with 1:03 left in OT.
There's a breakdown there for the Vegas Golden Knights, and about 5 feet in front of netminder Akura Schmid, Cutter Gauthier with the spin around on the ice through the wicked shot. What a way to end this.
And it was Mitch Marner that had the turnover down low. Cutter Gauthier, right time, right place, and didn't seem like Schmid was ready for that one. That one, five hole.
Yeah, it's just an uncharacteristic turnover there by Mitch Marner. That's as big of a pizza as you'll ever see him toss up there, because that doesn't happen with him very often. It really doesn't. And that blatant, that severe for a guy like that, that skill, not to be able to just handle that puck a little bit better. And I'd have to maybe take a look at what his decision-making, his thought process was there. If there was someone there on the near side and he just completely fanned on it, I'd like to get another look. But other than that, how about Cutter? It's not like he's delaying and waiting for the entry. He just knows that in that area that Akira Schmidt isn't ready, right?
Yep.
It was just a turnover, and just the fact that he's such a goal scorer, pure goal scorer, that he knows that his feet aren't set, ready to go down there, and he just turns it around and puts it through the five hole. Good stuff. The Anaheim Ducks won. It's time to fly together to McDonald's tomorrow. SoCal residents can get a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddle for only $2 on the McDonald's app. And 80, as always, McDonald's app download and registration required at participating McDonald's.
Your Ducks are 8-2 at Honda Center. We've gotten to celebrate a lot of Ducks victories in this building, and I don't think they ever get old. Emerson and I enjoying that here on the postgame show. Stick with us as we're going to take a break now. When we come back, we'll keep talking about this Ducks win here tonight.
Remember when Instant Connection meant just one push? Hytera brings it back with modern POC radios that deliver crystal clear nationwide communication. Whether coordinating fleets or large facilities, Hytera POC radios deliver reliable communication that keeps your team talking anytime, anywhere. Stay connected, stay efficient, stay ahead with Hytera POC radios. Visit Hytera.us today. That's Hytera.us.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Since 1894, Arrowhead Mountain Spring Water has been there for you. With naturally occurring electrolytes for a crisp taste, sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments, and now proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead Mountain Spring Water. Nothing else.
Workdays can be unpredictable, but your workwear shouldn't be. With a Cintas Apparel Plus program, you'll have freshly laundered garments for everyone on your team delivered every week. Cintas has workwear for just about any job imaginable, with high-performance fabrics and an uncompromising fit that stretches and moves with you. Don't leave looking and feeling good to chance. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
If you don't have gas in your home, but something doesn't smell good.
Ew, what's that smell?
If it smells like rotten eggs, there could be a leak in your neighborhood.
Now what do I do?
If you suspect a leak, move fast, call 911 and Southwest Gas.
From a safe location.
But I don't have natural gas in my home.
Gas lines are buried all around, so even if you don't have gas.
I know, call 911 and Southwest Gas.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
Become an Orange Lions member today. You'll get the best seats, best savings, and best benefits all season long. Plus, new this year, parking is included. Find out more at anaheimducks.com/orangealliance.
Welcome back to the postgame show. Your Ducks take down the Golden Knights at Honda Center 4-3 in overtime, just like they did 2 weeks ago at T-Mobile Arena. So two of three meetings with the Golden Knights this season. And as we're talking about the game-winning goal, Cutter Gauthier, he tied Paul Kariya, Trevor Zegras, and Leo Carlson for the most overtime goals before the age of 22 in Ducks history. They all have three, so this was Cutter's third game-winning goal. And now we get to hear from him as he spoke with the media in the locker room.
Right. Cutter, I mean, in just a year and a half here, have you felt a game with a different sort of energy than this one?
Yeah, it was an awesome game. Obviously, you know, a lot of Knights fans in there, but, you know, it was a super packed building Saturday night, Honda Center. So it was a super fun atmosphere, and, you know, it was really electric tonight.
What did you see on the play? It just sort of came to you, didn't it?
Yeah, I saw pretty much a pizza right up the middle, and I just tried to turn around and shoot it. So didn't really know what was going on, but I don't think the goalie did either, so thankfully that puck went in there.
Troy had like three great plays. I mean, he hits the post, he has the centering pass, and then he sets up through. Do you feel like there was momentum from that shift that was kind of handed off to you guys there?
Yeah, definitely. Troy's been a great player, and especially on 3-on-3, he too really takes advantage of time and space, and like you saw tonight, he had three, you know, grade A opportunities that, you know, weren't fortunate enough to go in the net, but definitely setting us up to have a big shift there right after him, so kudos to him.
There's been times maybe in previous seasons where you guys go down 2-0 and it's kind of maybe like that's the ball game, but you guys showed resilience, tied it up, went down again, and then tied it up again, brought it to overtime.
Yeah, we got a resilient group, no quit group, and, you know, we love to score goals, and we didn't really like giving them up that much, but, you know, obviously not the start we were looking for, but I thought it was a hell of a response from our guys to not get their heads down and keep them up and play a hard game, and, you know, thankfully tied it up quick, and I thought it was a really exciting game back and forth, but obviously we came out on top, so it was even special.
Does the mindset of this team change at all now that you're on top of the Pacific? You've beaten, you know, Vegas twice. You're the top dogs now, and everyone's going to be giving you best shots every night?
I think it's the same mentality every single night. Doesn't matter who we're playing, where we're playing, what time we're playing. We got to come and bring a full 60. And, you know, I'm super happy with the group and how they handled the situation tonight. And, you know, every single night it's going to be a different type of scenario. But tonight we handled it extremely well. And whoever we face coming up, I'm sure we can handle that situation too.
It feels like a lot of teams now are swarming Leo a little bit. Does that open up eyes for you? And how are you kind of, I don't know, elevating your game in that open ice now?
Yeah, definitely. He's had a great start to the season. Teams are picking up on how fast he is and how special he is with the puck. So, you know, playing with him, every time he skates with the puck, I just try to get an open lane and get open for him. So, I can make a play off it. And he's done a great job so far finding me and getting those opportunities to me. So it's been fun playing with him. Great person off the ice and a really special player on it.
Lacombe, 14 goals last year. A little bit of a slow start now, but two in his last four. Obviously, there's a lot of other things for you guys as well. But you know, what would it mean to have him getting going again as a threat from the blue line?
He's a great player. You know, obviously, because the goals aren't going in, I think he's doing everything other every other thing right, and he's playing a really strong defensive game, setting up plays. Just because it's not shown on the stat sheet, I don't think he should be, you know, kicking the can over it. So I thought he's had a great start to the year, and we've been really feeding off of him, so it's been good.
That was Cutter Gauthier speaking to the media. Now an 8-game home point streak for him. He extended it here tonight. He loves playing in this building.
And he loves calling turnovers pizza.
You got that right. You called it.
And so that was nice. That was nice to hear just a hockey guy call a turnover pizza like that. But just really giving props to Leo Carlson, who he's stating he is shining as a superstar here early on in his career. And highlighting how teams have been at least doing their best to try to intercept a lot of the playmaking from Leo Carlson, but that's just their best, right? They're having difficult keeping up with Leo with his speed, as Cutter mentioned. So, yeah, it's really great to have that line with Cutter Gauthier and Beckett Seneca. I mean,
yeah. Do we think about the switch?
It's working because it's not like you switched it and then, well, I know it's been for the past couple of games now, but it's not like you took down kind of a middle of the mall type of team, right? You just, you took down the Vegas Golden Knights, who were looked at as a year in and year out powerhouse. So yeah, if you take down a team like that, I think consistently the lines were meshing well, like throughout the game. There was no real cold spots, pockets of the game in which you didn't see a whole lot of playmaking. Vegas got a chance, then right back came the Ducks, which was a good sign. So just seems like everyone's excited to play together. And I think, you know, the line really excelling is the first line. But, you know, once that second line really kind of figures everything out and can make plays like Beckett and that the first line did, I think on a shift in and shift out basis. Yeah, because Troy, I mean, he's now the fastest guy on that line, and there's that adjustment. He's just coming off playing with, of course, Leo Carlson, extremely fast. So there's that adjustment. I think it kind of goes without saying to, you know, who you're going to give the puck up as far as leading the rush and trying to get that speed. And but I think it makes sense. I think you have Troy and Mac T doing what they do in the corners, and you have Kreides at the net. And I just think the first line brings so much great on the transition and end zone, and we all saw what I think that top six now can do on a nightly basis.
You talked about the top six and them needing to be at their best here tonight, but I thought it was interesting. The last shift in regulation, we saw the third line out there with Strome, Killorn, and Vetrano. So, I mean, in a situation like that, obviously you trust veterans to be out there, and choosing to put that line out there, I guess, at that time. Any thoughts with that?
I just think they've been one of the better forechecking lines, right? So it makes sense to me. You know, just looking at that line, Stromer, since he's been back in the lineup, he's been an unbelievable forechecker. I thought Alex Killorn, that's just typically and just in general a bright spot of his game, is using his big frame to try to get first to those pucks and get on the forecheck. And then Frank Vetrano, I just think Frank has come a long way in knowing that he isn't relied upon as the goal scorer on this line. So I think his backup game has really rounded out. So I think he's been looking better on the forecheck as well. So I look forward to, because Stromer's going, right? He's making plays.
Yep.
He's doing the best within his confines. You know, he's not playing with guys right now that are scoring at a top six rate, but Killer can get it done. We know the vision he's had, but really, the goals are going to come a lot more rapidly for that line once Frank Vetrano starts scoring, right? Yeah. Killer can shoot the puck, so can Stromer, but I think I look at those guys as more as facilitators, and Killer, at least over the last couple seasons, rather. But once Frank Vetrano starts scoring, it's, you know, we really cheer on Frank, and we just hope that those goals really start to come easy.
Yeah, going
to
be exciting when that happens, especially good for the Ducks team to have that solid depth all through their top couple or their forward lines in general. Jack Daniels, the only good thing that comes from waiting is whiskey. Make it count. Join us back on the other side of the break as we will get to our text line and hear your thoughts on this Ducks win tonight.
This December, we'll bring something amazing. A place where 1.2 million square feet of game-changing medicine meet 300 acres of tranquility. It's a place built for everyone in Orange County and designed just for you. Prepare to meet the new UCI Health Irvine Hospital, world-class academic healthcare right here at home. Discover more at ucihealth.org/Irvine Hospital. Powered by UC Irvine.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big, official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
My perfect day has sand, salt water, and friends. But my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can take me out of the moment. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, most people saw 90% clearer skin, and many were even 100% plaque-free at 4 months. Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin. And that means everything. Nothing is everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Some people just know you can save money on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check the weather first, before wearing face paint to the game.
Bro, your gold cats is dripping into your nachos.
Oh, and now paint is in my eyes.
Interception! Did you see that?
No!
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first and see what you could save. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Potential savings vary, including based on how you buy. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate North American Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
It's not too late to become an Orange Alliance member for the 2025-26 Anaheim Ducks season. As a member, you'll receive first dibs on the best available locations, savings off tickets, discounts on concessions and merchandise, and an exclusive OA member vest. And new this year, parking is included. Find out how to join at anaheimducks.com/Orange Alliance.
Getting another win here tonight. So exciting as a part of this homestand and a good bounce back from their game on Thursday against Ottawa. Emerson, we're going to get into your thoughts now, or rather the text line's thoughts, but we'll get to hear your thoughts too. We got a message here that just says, what a game. Simple as that. All caps, exclamation points. And yeah, that's about how we felt after this one too. Yeah,
some message, it's like high risk, high reward, right? Yeah. You know, but zero risk with that one.
Yeah.
There's zero risk. Well said, straight to the point, and all facts. Love it.
Yep. All right. Hunter from Your Belinda said, I don't know what was said to these guys before overtime, but whatever it was, fired them up, and Cutter Gauthier knew that was going in as soon as the puck hit his stick. Hopefully they keep this momentum and be on their absolute A game before their next opponent. Go Ducks.
Go Ducks. And as that message was being read, yes, no, I totally agree. I mean, they were just the better team. They were completely dominant there in that overtime. And I think that was part of the reason why Marner coughed up the puck. I mean, what a forecheck by Cutter before that play. And I just think it really crept in mentally that this Ducks team, I mean, they are no joke. They play with so much speed, make so much skill plays, as Leo did there in that overtime. But, yeah, and I, as you were reading that message there, AD, I just thought, you know, still in a good position cap-wise, too. I mean, it's just you see these other teams that maybe middle of the pack having cap problems, or a, you know, team Vegas, you know, whatever the case may be, that are – definitely higher when it comes to the cap. So just big moves here to get this team in the situation that in which we're seeing. Very competitive team.
Yeah, you're talking about these teams that have those potential, you know, issues down the line. But, you know, in looking at where the Ducks are at overall in the National Hockey League, they're tied for fourth right now at 29, or well, tied for third rather, sitting in fourth, according to the standings. So, I mean, they're up there. But when you look at the other teams around them, I mean, Vegas is there. Colorado, of course, we know how good they are this year. Carolina, Dallas, like all these teams. And the fact that the Ducks are in this conversation is just, I mean, it's just so exciting.
And how about Lane Lambert turning that Seattle team around?
Yeah.
I thought that was a good pickup.
They're not too far behind.
Yeah, right when they named him as head coach, he did great things with Islanders. I thought he was done dirty there for his firing. And, yeah, it just, he was over 500 at the time of his firing there on the island, and I didn't understand it. And I just wish the best for him, just knowing that situation, how ruthless of a business it can be at times. So good on him, just when he's not playing the Anaheim Ducks, of course. But Carolina Hurricanes, we all know what happened in that game here at Honda Center. Colorado, we recently saw them, how talented they are. How about one regulation loss? That's not fair from Colorado. That's not fair.
Someone's going to take them down.
Let's all gang up on Colorado and make sure that they don't have it easy. Yeah.
And if you're wondering what all this commotion is in the background, if you can hear it, I'm not even sure, but you can probably hear some music playing. Hey, it's DJ JoJo's Party Mode Skate happening. What better time to have it after a Ducks win on a Saturday night? So they're bringing the energy still in Honda Center as we wrap up our post-game show. A couple more texts on the text line. Physics is back. Physics said, we came out sleepy, but Lacombe dragged us back into it, and the team had the resilience to make it to overtime. Overtime, you got to be there to be lucky, and boy, howdy, Cutter got there. We're still fourth in the whole league.
So great, and you just mentioned it there, AD, and Cutter, everyone had big-time performances, but yeah, Lacombe just had a game for the ages, and just like that, he popped one not too long ago, pops another one, right? The ketchup bottle.
Utah game,
you all
wasn't
know.
It? Yeah.
Yep, you all know with the ketchup bottle. They come in bunches. Let's just play that way.
Also, Beckett Seneca now 4-game point streak. Wanted to mention that coming into tonight. 3 games in a row with a point for him, so he keeps it going with this game here tonight. Another text read from Buena Park. What a comeback. This game felt like a playoff game. Despite a rough start, the Ducks were determined and wanted the game more. Lukáš Dostál played out of his mind. The forecheck was strong, and Beckett Seneca continues to impress with his puck possession and ability to fend off defenders. Fun fact, the Ducks are 9-1 when Cutter Gauthier scores a goal. Well, yeah, I guess the Ducks still need him to score goals, but I'm glad that Dostál was also mentioned in this because we shared in the first segment some of his big saves, but I think about the 2 glove saves on Eichel in that second period. Those were very important, too.
Oh, those were huge, and boy, did he flash the leather in beautiful fashion. Just quick saves, great shots, and down 2 goals early. Not a good start there for the good guys, but I mean, as these great messages are saying, just determination, pure will, great coaching. Got to get that power play going.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep, that still needs to pick it back up. Yeah, we're Ducks ended 0-for-2 there. Also, faceoffs, 33.9%.
Yep.
You know, they got to win those. And which Vegas goal was it? Was it Theodore's that was right off the Theodore's right off the faceoff. Eichel came down to the line. It was a perfect play by them.
Yeah, and there are some of those faceoff plays that were, I tell you what, when you got a good faceoff team that have skilled guys, they talk amongst themselves, good camaraderie on the ice, and they're able to make quick things happen off faceoff. So, yeah, there's a couple of areas that we just addressed that hopefully they can turn it around in some of those areas.
Ducks have a couple days off before their next game on next Wednesday, taking on the Vancouver Canucks. Continuing with this homestand, we made it through 4 home games this week, and thank you for being with us through all of the a lot of highs this week, certainly. And Ducks able to get another one here today. So Emerson, your final quack for tonight.
Winning's more fun, AD. And you know what? To Jackson Lacombe, we need you to continue to just be such a menace there on the back end because, you know, I just to think that he's already this good and there's so much more that I think he's obviously being this young is going to develop. I mean, what is he going to be in like in 5 years, right? So,
yep.
Anaheim, great to lock him in there long term there. And the fans are starting to really notice it and take yep. note, right? A lot of the messages in regards to the stellar play of Jackson Lacombe, a lot of the offense coming through him. So that's my final quack. Just more
Love
Comer.
It.
Shattuck alum, just a great overall individual and player. So, I look forward to Drew Helison just being a great complimentary piece there, his partner in crime, also a Shattuck alum.
To your point on that, Jacob Trouba ended up playing a lot with Lacombe tonight, and Helison ended up being alongside actually Mintikov at times. Oh. So they kind of did switch that around.
Hey, next time I have any questions, I know who to go to, AD. So, yeah, no, Comer, keep it going.
Yeah, I think I'm going to kind of piggyback off that and, like, shout out the D pairings tonight. Shout out the blue liners because Vegas, you got to defend well against them when they have the puck. They're very responsible. I mean, the early in the game, they were dangerous in the Ducks zone, and I just felt like the blue liners did a great job tonight.
And Pavel Mintikov,
yes,
I mean, a great
There's
game,
another one.
Right?
Yep.
So we've
comes
been
back
some,
in.
We've been getting some messages. Okay, we need to step it up, so on and so forth. Messages stating that they'd like to see Minty in, right, and get another shot. So you guys all see it and listen to it. So we're in good hands here in Anaheim. A lot of talent, both young and seasoned.
As we look ahead to next week, join us next Wednesday, 6:30, the pregame show, 7 o'clock puck drop against the Vancouver Canucks. And make sure to stick around and listen to the replay. You won't want to miss it of this game tonight, Ducks and Golden Knights. The final score at Honda Center, 4 for the Ducks, 3 for the Golden Knights. Another win. And we're winning going home on this Saturday night. And as JoJo is, too, with his party skate. Emerson, so fun. It's been a great one once again. Always exciting this season and a lot to look forward to the rest of the way. So make sure to stick around and listen to that replay. Otherwise, for Emerson Needham, I'm Alexis Downey. Enjoy the rest of your evening, and we'll see you again next Wednesday.